November 28th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, allow me to be the center of your lives. Let all your endeavors be grounded in my will. That is the way to be a success both in this world and in the next. That surrender of your free will to my divine will is the foretaste of the New Jerusalem. If you are experiencing a trial in this life, surrender it to me by first accepting it. Then stand back and see what I do. Even though it seems my solution is not to your liking, if you know me, you trust in me. I am aware of your every trial. In every situation, I invite you to be patient. My will is all around you. Nothing in nature exists outside of my will. All of time is my will. The existence of every form of life, from conception to natural death, is my will. The soul who accepts that is at peace, for he knows I am in charge. If he trusts me, he is ready to surrender to my divine will. Trust is the first step to surrender." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 2, 8 through 10. "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory." Another note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 15 through 17. "Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.